Friends of the Earth, FOE, Arocha Ghana and Tropenbos, forming the Green Livelihood Alliance, has petitioned the Ochehene, Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, and the Office of the President over the possible negative impact of the proposed mining of bauxite in the Etiwa Forest. The petition followed a memorandum signed in China by the Vice President, Dr. Bawumia, to leverage the country's bauxite resources for about $15 billion. The Executive Director of FOE, Dr. Theo Anderson, said the alliance is taking the initiative to address the issue nationally. He said on the international level, other CSOs on environment are supporting the alliance to petition the Chinese government. Dr. Anderson expressed surprise that the bank is contradicting its own green agenda.
In its core principles, the China Development Bank itself states that they manage their international projects according to international ecological principles and regulations. Example, the United Nations Convention on Biodiversity. The bank also reports that it is dedicated to green development and to promoting ecological civilization, including environmental protection.
The bank is regulated by a commission, which also has a green credit initiative.
Obligates all China banks to ensure that projects they finance abide by the applicable laws and regulations on environmental protection, health and safety of that country. The project should also be consistent with international best practices and standards, and they have to undergo environmental and social risk assessment at all stages. And they have to terminate all projects where major risks or hazards are identified.
The environmental risk assessment of the Etiwa Forest has not been done, and this is what the alliance is calling for. Daryl Bosu is the Assistant National Coordinator of Arocha Ghana.
So we need to do a holistic assessment of not only where we are going to dig, we need to do an assessment of the impact of the transportation systems, we need to do an assessment of the impact of the pollution, not only at a specific place, but even all the various areas that it goes. So it's more broad-looking, more national-looking, and a whole value chain focus so that we can really identify whether in the long run Ghana stands to benefit or lose, and what are the outstanding risks that we need to prepare and plan to mitigate.
That was the Assistant National Coordinator of Arocha Ghana, Daryl Bosu, in a story by Joyce Chichi.